Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Acclaimed photographer and artist John Carmichael unveils a photograph of last year's great American eclipse. For the first time in 99 years, the moon's shadow raced across the U.S., becoming the most observed and photographed moment in history. Many believe John's picture is the greatest photo of an eclipse ever achieved. John is a self-taught photographer, didn't start his career until he was 20 when he purchased his first camera. For nearly a decade, his contemporary work remained unseen, never printed or sold, and in 2015 he produced his first set of artist proofs, which were discovered and seen for the first time by Sir Elton John, who became John's biggest collector. He quickly became one of the youngest high-profile photographers in the world, photos of President Barack Obama, Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and many others. And now John Carmichael just unveiling a photo of the great American eclipse that he took at 39,000 feet, and he's with us on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. That was quite an intro. Thank you for that. Wow. I can't believe that you're talking about me. My life feels very surreal.
Well, you have done so much, and this is so impressive. And let's talk about this unveiling. This wasn't just where you walked down the lobby somewhere and you unveiled this picture. This was at Twitter yesterday with all this hoopla there. What was that like? This was a real moment when you did this.
No, I cannot believe Twitter went so far. They just went above and beyond, pun intended. And they streamed it live to all of their offices around the world. They had eclipse cupcakes and cookies in all their offices, 33 offices around the world. And they were streaming it live, you know, no pressure, right? I'm used
yes.
to behind the camera. So, you know, that was this has been interesting for me. But I'm so thrilled about it. And Twitter, actually, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, put me up on stage in front of every single employee and 3,500 employees for the first time in Twitter's history. They had the biggest event in their history, and he put me up on stage to share my story and to show my image in front of his entire company, and it was one of the most beautiful moments I've ever witnessed in my life, which you could actually see that video on my website at johncarmichael.com. It's I couldn't believe it. On the fly, too, by the way, and I was actually... I don't know. I think I did a pretty good job.
You did a really good job. Yeah, and at the website, johncarmichael.com, and John is J-O-N, you'll be able to not only see that, but so much of John's great work. This is something I know you've talked about. You've envisioned this opportunity for years. When did you start thinking about the eclipse and thinking, this is really a significant moment if I can capture it right?
Yeah, well, honestly, I've wanted to see an eclipse since seventh grade when my geography teacher turned out the lights in the classroom and shined a flashlight and used a golf ball to show us what an eclipse is. And I'm like, what? And I've been an astronomy enthusiast for most of my life. I love Carl Sagan. The movie Contact changed my life. So I'm also a pilot, though. I've been flying powered hang gliders for about 10 years. And so with those passions merged together, I wondered, could I get up high enough to actually photograph the moon's shadow moving across the Earth at 2,000 miles per hour? That's something I just selfishly wanted to see for myself. And as a photographer, I thought, can I actually capture this out of an airplane window so that other people can share this experience with me? And that's what I love about photography. You can freeze a present moment in time that can last forever. And so and this was one of the most uniting moments in United States history. And for one day, every news media outlet you can think of covered a positive story. And it's very simple why. For a brief moment in time, everyone in America became an astronomer. That's as simple as it is. It's in our DNA. It's who we are. For thousands of generations before us, people have looked up at the stars and wondered, what is this? Who are we? Why are we here? But now we have electricity, and only in the last 100 years or so. So we have too much light pollution. We don't get to see the Milky Way like our ancestors used to. So that's where my passion stems from ultimately, is kind of unveiling parts of reality that we can't see with the naked eye. And so with photography, you can push those technological envelopes to unveil that. So that's what I did here. I worked very hard trying to find the right flight. I looked at all the flight paths around the country and compared them to the moon's shadow path, and I thought, there's no way this is going to work out. I couldn't afford a private jet to do this, so I took a chance, and I found one flight on Southwest Airlines that was going from Portland, Oregon, to St. Louis, Missouri, which my dad was from, actually, and I flew across the country the day before the eclipse to Oregon from New York, the biggest travel day in history, and I was very nervous because Southwest doesn't have assigned seating.
Well, yeah, they got the open seating. That was what your first major challenge was. Okay, I can't be on an aisle seat and try to get a good shot of this.
Yeah, and everybody knew about this eclipse happening during this flight, so everybody wanted a window seat. So I actually brought $600 cash with me, ready to bribe somebody for their window seat, which I fortunately didn't have to use because I introduced myself to the whole flight crew and I showed them some of my other photographs. And they said, "Those are your photographs?" I said, "Yeah." And I told them what I was trying to accomplish. And they said, "Okay, we need to give you a good seat." So I was the first one on the plane. I couldn't believe it. I was treated like royalty. It was like really unbelievable. And the captain himself actually cleaned the window from the outside of the plane for me. And I told the captain, I said, "Look, I've been envisioning this for a long time. My goal is to make it look like we're in space. But the only way to do that, shooting through a little 8-inch window, is, you know, I have to kind of angle the shot and stitch it all together like a giant photographic mosaic is what it's called, like a big puzzle. And so is there any way you could sort of turn the plane around when we're in the moon shadow?"
Sir?
I would have to get approval by the FAA for that, which he actually did. So while we're at 35,000 feet, he does a practice turn. The flight attendant sitting in front of me in the jump seat get a call from the captain saying, "John, the captain wants to know, how was that?" I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" "Well, actually, it wasn't wide enough. I need a wider turn." And they go back saying, "He said it wasn't wide enough. It needs to be a wider, full 180-degree turn." So we actually went up another 4,000 feet to 39,000 feet to do a full-on 180. And he did it 5 different times. And I got everything I needed. And I've been working countless hours for the last year trying to get it done in time for the one-year anniversary. And my blood, sweat, and tears have gone into this. It's just been my whole life around this image. And I'm so excited that it's here finally and unveiled. And what a better partner to have than Twitter that were just all about this. I've been photographing for Twitter as my client for 4 years. And so when Jack Dorsey, the CEO, heard about this and saw the image, he's like, "Holy cow, I need to share this. This needs to be shared to the world."
Yes.
And so when they wanted to unveil this, help me unveil this live to the entire world, I'm like, okay, no pressure. I'm used to being behind the camera, but okay, here we go.
Well, it was just amazing. USA Today said, "A view that is hard to believe wasn't taken from space itself," which is what you were trying to accomplish. You can see all of John's work, including this amazing shot of the eclipse, at johncarmichael.com. That's johncarmichael.com. And I understand prints are available for this as well.
Yeah, I've never released an open edition before throughout my whole career. Usually my editions are only limited to 12 that'll ever exist, but for this photo, since this was such a uniting moment, I want this to be accessible to everyone. So for a limited time, in honor of the anniversary at least, this 36-inch print is open edition. So grab it now. And you can watch the whole story and read more of the story at my website, johncarmichael.com. You could also find me on Twitter at photographerjohn, and John with no H, by the way. And then I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well, of course. So. Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
It is our pleasure. It's an amazing story, amazing result. One review saying the image is a ladder to space. You have to see it to believe it. What a job. Well done. John Carmichael, our guest on the program. You can see all of his work at his website, John, johncarmichael.com. John, congratulations on a great job. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.